This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. One recent day at work, I noticed I was sweating. I wasn't doing anything strenuous. Why do anything strenuous? I was counting plants, walking up and down rows, counting plants. That's hardly strenuous. Sometimes boring, but not strenuous. Immediately, I thought maybe my shirt wasn't 100% cotton. Maybe there was some polyester in the dang thing. But no. It was a favorite old cotton shirt, destined to sort of disintegrate off my body soon, but no polyester. No. Then I realized what was going on. Humidity. The air was humid. Oh, be darned. Humidity. Yeah. A day later, working at home, thunderclouds formed over a few mountain ranges near us. Lightning and thunder started. Crazy wind and, I'm not making this up, rain. It would rain and stop, then start, then stop and rain and rain and rain. And when it finally fizzled out, we had close to 0.2. 0.2 in the rain gauge. That's wild. That's rain. And I was just telling it, just about that same time, I was telling our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, we might see a turtle. Well, one walked across the yard in front of us. I don't know where she came from, but her shell was wet and shiny, showing the exquisite yellow-lined patterns. Yeah, I'm sure those yellow markings on the shell gave it the specific epithet of its scientific name. Let's see, it's a genus Terrapini. And a specific epithet is ornata. Ornata, handsome, splendid, ornamental, ornate, yay. That genus, Terrapini, reminds me of the name terrapin, a name applied to mainly water turtles of my Kentucky youth. But like many common names, it was applied to a lot of turtles. I'd show someone a snapping turtle and they'd say, oh, that's a nice terrapin. Or I'd show someone a box turtle I had and they'd say, oh, nice terrapin. Well, it's a cool name and I wondered if it played any part in the genus name, and guess what? My research says, yes, Petey, it does. It's from an Algonquin word. Is it Algonquian? Algonquin word for turtle. Anyway, I was reading that in a book about turtles. Do you have a book about turtles? I have a book about turtles. Anyway, what was fascinating, the turtle near us is Terrapini ornata, subspecies luteola. Yeah. According to some turtle researchers, there's ornata ornata and ornata luteola, meaning yellow. Luteola sounds like a little musical instrument, doesn't it? I play the luteola. Anyone can play the luteola. Anyway, around our little homestead, we call them ornate box turtles, and I adore them. That could be another one of their species names, ornata luteola adornatus or something like that. Okay. Anyway, a box turtle graced us with her presence on the day of the first summer rain. I love the way rain wipes the soil clean, like washing a blackboard. So places that I walk to around our place have new sign, new tracks, and walking a few hundred yards down our dirt driveway revealed new critter crossings, jackrabbit tracks, cottontail tracks, quail, roadrunner, long lizard tail swirls, undulating snake tracks, deer and javelina. Ooh, turtle tracks, where every once in a while you can see where their plastron is dragged along the soil. Quite beautiful. You know, in the bed of the Ojolote, the dogs and I find many interesting tracks where critters loll in the shade of the riparian canopy. In that creek bed, while we were poking around down there recently, we brushed up against a little one-foot-tall leafy forb, stinking like oregano squared. Oh, my gosh, Monarda. The annual Monarda is coming up along the creek. What is it? It's not in flower yet, so I can't tell you about the dirty white flowers. But Monarda austromontana, yeah. And now it's Monarda citriodora austromontana, lemon bee balm. A friend of mine swears it's better than oregano for seasoning. I don't know about that. It's pretty strong. I mean, if you're maybe to overpower some mutton stew, right? Anyway, a cool herb to see. Not a whole lot of them. They're just scattered around along the creek down there. And soon they'll have flowers, sort of dirty dishwater white flowers. Yeah, I love its kissing cousin, Monarda mentifolia. Oh, yeah, but still, Monarda citriodora austromontana, a neat native to find while following native tracks near our home. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.